And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper Gooper!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show, right, it's a double special.
Okay.
We've got a double special. We've got four tracks that have been drummed on by the wonderful Ricky Braun, and I will explain all the way through the show about that. And we've got four new tracks by four bands you haven't played before from Nicotine Records.
Nice.
It's all very exciting. We have a word of the week. Chunderful. I'll tell you about it in a minute, but first, this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Space Cadets wish to inform you that the next record will seriously damage your health.
I wanna boogie, wanna pop, I wanna rock, I wanna pop. A dig, man, dig, cause I'm ready to dip. I wanna make, I wanna shake, I wanna quake, I wanna break. Bop, man, bop, cause I'm ready to rock. Hey, hey, a waka do you waka do. Hey, hey, a waka do you waka do. We're gonna shake the place till we're red in the face. Hey, hey, a waka do you waka do. I wanna beat, I wanna seat, I wanna greet, I wanna play, man, play. I'm ready to sing. I wanna pump, I wanna hump, I wanna slump and dump. Shag, man, shag, cause it's in the bag. Hey, hey, a waka do you waka do. Hey, hey, a waka do you waka do. We're gonna rock the joint. Here's the point. Hey, hey, a waka do you waka do.
That's the Space Cadets, Tony.
Nice.
And a wackadee, a wackadoo from the album Astrobilly Rockin'. I've got a feeling we may have played that in the very early days of this show.
Okay.
I've got a feeling we may have got that on the show several years ago now. So we can call it, if you like, from the vaults. But it's only potentially from the vaults because I can't remember whether we've ever played it or not. But I love it anyway.
Bye.
And it's a brilliant 23 track album on Vinyl Japan / Japan Rockin' Records, and the very distinctive jungle style drumming on it, that kind of pounding stuff going all the way through, is by my new best mate Ricky Braun, who more of later in the show, but he features on, as I say, four of the tracks this week, and they're easily identifiable by his drumming. This will become apparent. What I want to know is, what is the Space Cadets MySpace page, then?
MySpace.com/Space Cadets.
No, because they haven't got one. It's MySpace, but they do have an official fan page. MySpace.com/The Space Cadets Tribute page. So that's probably the internet one, Tony Neil. A trifle harsh, I realise.
Yeah.
But hey, I gave you the option. You could always do the research yourself. You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. It's the best place for them. And thank you for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's all right.
I've got a little bit of additional material for you.
Okay.
Right. This is the word of the week. And it's I'll just read it out. My submission for this week's word is chunderful. It basically means you feel sick and want to chunder all over the shop. Enjoy, Murphy the Yeti. See, why I think this is an all right word of the week is because it obviously is easily mistaken for wonderful. Mm. So the whole point of this being that if parents want to wipe, want to if parents, Paul, spit it out. If teenagers primarily want to have a bit of a laugh with their parents will inevitably say at some point, "What do you think to that?" And then you go, "Oh, it's absolutely wonderful." And they'll think they'll say it's absolutely wonderful, but what they're actually saying is, "I hate you so much it makes you want to be sick."
Nice.
I think that's all right, really.
That'll do then.
The reason that I've got that in early is quite simply that we've got, once again, no MySpace comments have been poor. We've had one, but it's short. So I want to wait until we've got a few before I read out MySpace again. MySpace.com/punkyradio. Please do add us if you're on MySpace, and do leave a comment for us. I like to get them. And it's also a good place, obviously, to check out all the bands we play on the show. So even if you don't use MySpace anymore, or you don't use it much, use it to check out the bands we play on the show. And while you're there, leave us a comment. That would seem to be fair enough, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, I'd like to thank everyone this week who is on MySpace and added us and sent us CDs, because I had a right result round at the Punky PO box just around the corner from the Highlands Lodge earlier on today. I'd already got my half a show ready, courtesy of the wonderful Ricky Braun, more of him later on in the show, but I got round there and I had bags of CDs from Nicotine Records. From That's Not Skanking have sent us some more.
Nice.
As requested, actually, and well done then. I also have got a couple of new CDs from Captain Oi.
Cool.
And one Rogue CD that came through the post. So I've pretty much got next week's show sussed already.
Wicked.
Which makes me very happy, Tony, and may interest you, because, again, discussed later in the show, but I am in Nottingham this weekend.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
That's
how exciting. Yeah, well, it is, yes. Well, I'm glad you find it so interesting. So, what I'm going to do, basically, is... Now, I just double-check that, yes, I am right. Yeah, is I'm not going to do a long section in this bit. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Nicotine Records. They've got various bases in and around Europe, haven't they? They've got a Spanish bit, an Italian bit, and I believe a Swedish bit. And I love it when I get stuff on them. I'd like a Swedish bit. So anyway, they've sent us four CDs. I've had a listen to them, and I'm delighted to say I can justify playing a track off all four releases. The first one comes from the Neurotic Spiders, which, and the album is in very... My eyesight's not getting any better, Tone. Or is it that all the lights in my flat are dimmed? Yes, it is. I believe this is from the album Down to Kill. It is, because there's a track in it called Down to Kill. What I want to know is, what is the Neurotic Spiders MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheNeuroticSpiders.
It is. It's Tony One, Poorly Being the Internet One, and this is Slashes in My Head.
Yeah.
Slash is in my head, Tony.
Nice.
Quite capable of sounding like Yellow Friendship behind the eyes, but I don't think that's what they were talking about. You're listening to Project Marv under us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bedstone.
That's all right.
Yeah, so as you probably gathered, the first track we played was a little bit of a aggressive rockabilly stroke psychobilly and quirky. And one of the things about Ricky Braun is he's very quirky. And the second one rocks like a mofo. And this is going to be something of how the show's going to work.
Right, okay.
Basically, every other song, the Nicotine Record ones are all rock in some way. And all the Ricky Braun ones are rockabilly or psychobilly in some way. You're going to like it.
Okay.
Nearly as much as you like doing Podcast Alley, which I believe you have ready for us now.
I do. Thank you all for your votes in September, because we now more or less are in October. It's October the 1st on Thursday. So hold off your votes now, and as of Thursday, new month, please do vote for us.
Remocta, the 1st of October.
So get in there. This Thursday or the weekend, whatever you want, but before the next week's show would be great. Easiest way, as always, go to punkradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important please vote for his link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in the comment if you so wish, so read them out. And thank you all for your votes in September. We had quite a few in, and I'm still playing catch up, so I've got to the top six this week. Here we go. Punky for the win. Put your hand on a hot stove for a minute and it seems like an hour. Listen to Punky for an hour and it seems like a minute. That's relativity. Albert Einstein, sort of. From Scott Jakubik. Thank
Scott
you very
much. Always comes in with a great comment, doesn't he?
Is the boy.
He is the boy. Thank you, Scott. Comes. That's an excellent comment and I obviously agree with you.
Yeah. I just listened to Punky for the first time in 8 months. Good to be back. 8 tracks now. Yeah. Thanks, Mick. Mick1050. Thank you, Mick. And welcome
Mick.
Back.
Yeah, thank you very much indeed after your 8 month absence. If he said 9 months, I'd have thought, oh, hello, you've been waiting for something to happen. And now the baby's born, he can listen to the punk.
Eight months is just lazy.
Eight months is just. It's. I'll tell you what it is, Tony. It's remiss.
It is. But it's chunderful to have you back. Well, it is.
Yeah, absolutely chunderful.
Finally pulled my finger out. I've been listening to Punky for some time. Finally pulled my finger out, sniffed it, washed it, and then used it to vote for Punky. March the patron saint. Thank you very much.
I'll pull my finger out.
There you go.
Well, I'll pull one of them out.
As long as you don't put it back in.
I'll be replacing it with my knob.
Nice. Even
my big fat. My big fat porky midriff finger.
Midriff?
My midriff finger.
Nice.
With his two swollen knuckles.
What a pretty picture.
Flash bang wallop, it's my cock.
There you go. Next comment. Even if the world of Russ is quiet, there's never a dull moment on Punky Radio. Totally brilliant in all the wrong places. From Russ. Thank you very much.
It's not that quiet. I saw him last Thursday. More of that later in the show.
Excellent.
No, I didn't. I saw him Friday. I'm fucking losing it.
Holy shit, it's already September. 2009 is flying by. Yeah. Imagine that. It's nearly October now. And that's some XY Rocks. So that'd be Marcus then. Thank you very much, Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus, and do make sure that you check out the XY Rocks podcast for excellent music, XY Rocks styling.
Yeah. And finally, Punky in your career. Did you know that Punky is Kim Jong-il's favourite show? What do you think keeps him looking so youthful and sprightly? He'd vote, but he doesn't want the rest of the country to know he's got internet access. Thank you very much. That's from Gray in Holland.
Graham, it's an excellent point. And you know what? I think we're the only people that stop him being Lowry.
Didn't I share a birthday with him? Or was it Pol?
Was it him or Pol Pot? It was one of them, wasn't it?
It was something like that.
You do certainly share a birthday with some mass murdering totalitarian dictator, it's true.
Yeah. Oh, who was the guy that killed Lennon? Was it Mark Chapman?
Mark Chapman. He listens to Punky, doesn't he?
Yeah, and I share a birthday with him as well.
Oh, do you?
He's born on the 16th of September and the same year.
Wow.
It's a mass murderer's jubilee.
It's just death day, isn't it? Happy death day. On your birthday next year, I'm just going to, if I remember, I'll just put Happy Death Day.
Yeah. Here's looking forward to all the corpses. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's it, podcast.
For your 37th. Right, yeah. Time then for track three. And guess what? It's another one that Ricky Braun is drumming on. I should explain, really. He's not just drumming on these. He's he appears to be a formulator of bands in that he... most of the bands that he drums in, he seems to set up himself, but everyone wants to drum with it. He's drummed with all the greats. He's drummed with a lot of pop stars. But he prefers rockabilly, as it should be. But he prefers it in a quirky way, Tony. And as if to prove that, here we go, with a bit of rockabilly stroke swing and the Big Six. Actually, this has got a little bit of ska tinge to it as well. This is the Groovy Geezer. Big Six, Tony. From their album, Ready to Rock.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. What I want to know is, what is the Big Six MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheBigSix.
And what sort of six is it?
The number six?
No. It's all spelled The Big Six, but it's not their official site. It's a fan page.
All right. Okay.
So, unfortunately, that's poorly being the internet. 2, Tony, 1, who listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. And they rock as well. Yeah, I was going to tell you. Oh, yeah. So there's another member of the Big Six called Anders James, who plays double bass, who's also in Space Cadets. So this is all just fitting in very nicely indeed, basically. Now then, so I fit in very nicely indeed.
You and that midriff finger of yours.
Me and my midriff finger. I know that would have been quite a good word of the week. With my big, fat, hairy knuckles. What fits in very nicely, Tony, at least I like it, is you and is a twat. But do you have one?
I do.
Have you got a twat?
I do have a twat. Thank you all for your nominations. They seem to have slowed down somewhat, so please do email me if you have a twat, because I had a bit of a dry spell a few weeks ago. It wasn't pleasant or pretty. Please do email me your twat.
There's chafing when that happens.
A little bit. Yeah, so do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's
in
that
fact,
simple.
In a situation like that, you could pretty much take the skin off your midriff finger.
Exactly, no one
wants. And we
that.
Don't all want to be Jewish.
No. God, no. But I still have twats, so and this week's is from WoodyB3. And he says, Tony.
Go, Woody, go.
This one's political. You've been warned. That's fine. I'd like to nominate Representative Joe Wilson from South Carolina for yelling, "You lie!" at President Barack Obama's during his nationally televised speech on healthcare reform. Everything I've read about it says he was not giving false information about not providing free national healthcare to illegal immigrants, which is what Wilson was referring to when he called him a liar. Love the show. You and Paulie B are the cat's pyjamas. Woody B3, short and sweet.
Short and sweet, very nice and absolutely fine, I think. Fuck you, Joe Wilson.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's all a bit strange over there. So...
What did he say? It's all a bit strange over there.
Yeah, I'm lost to understand all the protests and the etc. about the healthcare reforms, but
It's a huge thing for the US because, as far as they're concerned, what we've got here, the National Health Service, is they consider that to be socialism. And it was set up by, essentially, a socialist government. And the US is more terrified of socialism than it is of Islam. It goes back to Reds Under the Bed and Pinko Revolutionism, McCarthyism and dark times in the 50s and the Cold War. And most of the older generation are still terrified of this thing called socialism. But the healthcare situation in the US is so ridiculous that something like 40% of people in the States haven't got healthcare or something.
Yeah.
The rest of the world goes on about how they haven't got a passport. But if they're too fucking ill to travel, it doesn't really matter, does it? You know, that's the thing. And there are arguments for the system over there, and there are arguments against it. And Obama would like to do something for the poorest in society vis-a-vis healthcare, but comes up against just this brick wall of, "You damn pink old socialist Reds on the Bed Revolution, you get out of my state, you." So that's it, and so that's why. I hope I've explained that for you.
Yeah, no, that clears it up. I thought it was something like that, but they just keep shouting communist and blah blah blah.
Yeah,
oh, okay,
yeah, that's it. That's why.
Yeah.
They just can't. There's the section of society known as the Republicans. Just can't handle the idea of anybody getting healthcare for nothing.
Ridiculous.
As a concept, they just can't hack it. Well, yeah, but is it? I mean, you see, like the world is run by capitalism, really. And socialism doesn't really fit with it at all. I mean, excuse me. Oh no, I seem to have got a slightly tickly throat. It's all right. I can go and get it seen by my doctor for nothing because I live in the UK. Yeah. Anyway. All right then. So we're going to do this twat thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So, Representative Joe Wilson from South Carolina
is a twat.
Yeah. There you go.
Absolutely fair enough, Tony. I think no better way than to follow that than with the next track. This is another one from Nicotine Records. It's called Sparkling Bombs. And I have to say, the four tracks we're playing from Nicotine Records are all very different from each other. Unlike the four tracks we're playing that are influenced by Ricky Braun, that all have similarities. It's just the way this show works, man. This is from the Sparkling Bombs album. God, can't read that for toughen. Spray Paint Prayers.
Okay.
I've said that because then I looked on the back to see if there was a song called Spray Paint Prayers, but there's not. But I'm pretty sure that says Spray Paint Prayers. I might need to switch a light on before the next bit.
Right.
I am in basic punky darkness here. What I want to know is, Tony, let's do this now. What is Sparkling Bombs' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/sparklingbombs.
It is. It's Tony 2, poorly being the internet 2. And this is Gun Metal Grey. Bombs, Tony, and the beauty of Nicotine Records is that they always send us the band's CDs. As much as I like to get compilations because, or samplers, they're only really good for a one-off special. Whereas when we get the CDs through, we can revisit the ones you like. And the best way to tell us the songs you like that we play on the show, actually, is to vote for us at Podcast Alley and put down your favourite tracks and your favourite bands on there, because it works. We do play them again. So if you have a favourite band from this week's show, do let me know and we'll try and play something else by them in the future. Now, I don't imagine you've had time in your busy schedule to check out GoDaddy.com, have you?
You're right. I've just been too busy.
Well, it's a good job then that to the tune of Chromosoma 3, I can tell you all about them. Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and... easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY7, that's
PUNKY7,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off any order not already discounted. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY8 code, which is
PUNKY8,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because my clients use them.
You've just become Tony Bassett.
Yeah.
And there is now a Punky 9 code. That's
Punky 9.
Which gives you 30% off all .com domains. Hey, you Brits! Yet another code. Punky 25, that's
Punky 25,
gives 25% off orders of over £65. Buggeration. So go to GoDaddy.com for your internet and web hosting needs.
Excellent.
By our standards, that was fairly organised, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now, here's a guy that's very organised, Tony. He's called Ricky Braun. And I'm going to tell you all about this song after we've played it, because it's going to fit in with the next bit I'm going to talk about. In the meantime, this is the second track from Space Cadets, and this is Lady M.
When I'm with my woman, I just want to rock. She's got the kind of body that'll stop the clock. I said to my baby, won't you come up with me? I'm gonna take you rocking on a jamboree. A whole lot of woman, there's no catch. She's got brown hair with eyes to match. She's my queen bee on a golden throne. The kind of a woman I can call my own.
Lady M, Lady M,
won't you give it to me?
Lady M, Lady M,
won't you set me free? Chain us together and throw away the key.
Lady M, Lady M,
won't you rock it for me?
Rolls on a Gretsch guitar and sings a song that'll make her a star. She's the kind of woman who knows her mind. My little baby leaves the rest behind. I can tell from the look in her eye, I love her that girl till the day I die. Now come a little woman, give me all you've got. Do what you do because it makes me hot.
Lady M, Lady M,
won't you give it to me?
Lady M, Lady M,
won't you set me free? Chain us together and throw away the key.
Lady M, Lady M,
rock it for me.
Lady M, Lady M,
won't you give it to me?
Lady M, Lady M,
won't you set me free? Chain us together and throw away the key.
Lady M, Lady M,
rock it for me.
So chain us together and throw away the key, Lady M, Lady M, rock it with me. Bam 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 bam. That was the brilliant Space Cadets and Lady M, which is another track from the album Astro Billy Rocking, which came out some years ago now, but if you can get hold of it, maybe on eBay or something, do. It's fantastic. And that song, interestingly, Tony, was written about Ricky's girlfriend Helen.
Oh.
Who is now his missus. And just and I will tell you about him in just a second, but what I want to know is, what is the Space Cadets MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Space Cadets Official?
No, they haven't got one. We've already been through this. It's a fan page. It's myspace.com/the Space Cadets tribute page.
Oh,
so I really thought you might have remembered.
I thought it was
about half an hour ago, but yeah. so that's probably be Internet 3, Tony 2. I should really take a point off you for that, but I won't. Because I am nice, really. You've got Dr. Slagglebury. Oh, no, you haven't. You've got... Oh, I've played the wrong track.
We may have, just noticed that.
I've played the wrong track, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I can keep on top of this. We've got midnight, right? Let's keep this going live. I've just played the wrong track, Tony. That's really fucked. Can we start this bit? No, it doesn't matter. Fuck it. Keep it all in. Don't. If you edit this, Tony, if there's one word missing, this goes out live so everyone knows what a fuck up I am. I have basically sung the next song and done it anyway, but then just thought you could put it in anyway, can't you? So it will already have happened. Then what am I fucking going on about?
Yeah, it's fine.
Of course. Shut up, Paul. That was Space Cadets. You now know their MySpace page. You now know all about it. I just might as well shut up. You talk for a minute, will you? I need to collect my thoughts.
I had a great gig last week. Thank you for everyone who turned out to the Black Market. And if you do live in Warsaw, support your local venue. Dave was having quite a hard time in the local press and with the local police. So do help sort out, or it's not going to be there anymore. So help out your local venue if you are.
What's happening with the local press?
There's the police that started getting involved and claiming that the Black Market's got lots of fights and violence and drug use, and raided it and had undercover police there, and Dave's had his late license revoked and all sorts of things.
That's all you need, isn't it? Bollocks.
So it's all a bit of a nightmare at the minute there.
Oh, Dave, I'm sorry to hear that. The very best of luck for what is an excellent venue in an unlikely place that needs to be supported. We're back on track, are we? And I can now tell you why I wanted to talk about this. I'm still not convinced I got it wrong in the first place, but I have done. last Friday, I went to see a band called Giant Haystacks on the invitation of Ricky Braun. And they were absolutely brilliant. It's Ricky Braun and Helen, his missus, and Gaz, the stand-up bass player, who's also played bass with Morrissey, amongst other people. So it was amazing to see them in the Black Horse pub in Luton in front of about 30 or 40 people who just thought they were terrific. I should have stayed for the second half to watch Swank, who I've been meaning to see for ages, but that old rosy cider had kicked in and I was ready to get myself over to Steve's. Because, surprisingly, having just watched Giant Haystacks, I then went over to Steve's to watch a six-piece soul band called Stacks.
Nice.
What are the chances of that happening? Very, very odd indeed, basically. But they were absolutely brilliant. And congratulations to Helen, because she really rocks out when she's by herself. If you've been listening to the show recently, you'll know that they're also in Johnson Family that we've played on the show a bit. It has all been a bit Ricky Braun centric, but the reason I wanted to play some tracks that he drums on this week and kind of big him up a bit is because he always, even though he forms the bands or whatever, he does seem, obviously he's drumming, so he takes the back seat. So it's nice to see him. Basically, we're playing four tracks by him this week that he wrote and that he drums on, by three of the four different bands he's in. He's been in loads of bands, but anyway, three out of four tracks by three bands. That's what I'm trying. Fuck it, I'm just going to say bollocks to this bit and play the next song, Tone.
Okay.
I'm completely losing it here. If you'd like to take over from me on Punky Radio, please do email tony@punkyradio.com, tighten your email. Paulie B's finally lost it. I'm going to step in and sort it out. We'll see if any of you have got the fucking balls to do it. So this is now the next track, which should have been the last track, but it's going to be the next one anyway. It's worth the wait, Tony. This is another one from Nicotine Records, and this is by a band who are delightfully named Skinny Bones and the Gone Daddies.
Nice.
And it's their album out now is eponymously titled. There are some great track titles on here, but I'm going to play you just one of them this week, Tony. What I want to know is, what is Skinny Bones and the Gone Daddies MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Skinny Bones and the Gone Daddies?
No, it's MySpace.com/ The Gone Daddies, which makes it probably be in the internet for Tony too. This is really quite good. Anyway, Tony, I'm going to give you a chance now to get a little bit affectionate with me in a sci-fi way. Love me like Darth Vader.
Love me like Jim Neighbors, Steve Bader.
Skinny Bones and the Gone Daddies, Love Me Like Darth Vader, Tony. Did you like that track?
Yes.
Yes, you did. That is, that whole album, mate, is right up your street. Do you know what? There's some similarities on that album and the slightly quirky sort of Tony Towers type that you do. It's like, what I thought was this week, that I thought that the lovely Steph would like all the Ricky Braun ones and you would like all the Nicotine Records ones.
Probably.
And yeah. I'm standing by that, and that's going to keep going, as you will discover. You're listening right now to Midnight Configuration underneath the study. Thanks very much for doing such a great job on the bed. And my fuck-up in the last section does lead on quite nicely to a fuck-up I didn't make on someone else's podcast. Now, I've been threatening to review other podcasts for weeks. Yeah. I had a listen this afternoon to Movie Banter, and this is why I did. This was a message that I got through. Hi, Paul. Just a quickie to let you know that your chat with us newbies on Movie Banter is on this week's episode, open brackets, aka episode 44 minutes, close brackets. Your bit is 36 minutes in. Good old chat. Thanks for that. So if you remember, in your own one, please do give us a mention. So I will. There you go. It's the Movie Banter podcast. And it features a stand-up comic called Paul Carenza, who's film mad, and movie website creator John Sandys, and they discuss films they've watched and anything else which comes to mind. Type in Movie Banter podcast into Google and you come through to a website called moviemistakes.com and will be directed to the podcast from there. And it's basically the pair of them and occasionally a girl called Jen as well, and they have a chat about films that they've been to see recently. That's the long and the short of it. It's almost like an extended, you know, the Total Nonsense when they do.
Yeah.
Movie news. It's like that, but it is just three British people talking.
Okay.
There's no beds, no nothing. It's a very simple podcast, and but very informative and excellent reviews. I had to listen to the latest one. I was particularly impressed in what happened 36 minutes in when I started talking. And they do say to anyone from Punky that wants to go over and have a listen, you do get thanked during the show. Now, I was supposed to win this out last week, but it came in a day late. So, it's actually show 45 is already up. But they are new to they're not new to podcasting so much as they're new to doing anything about it. Does that make sense? They've only just got on Podcast Alley and they've only just started to do something about getting more listeners. Because I asked him, I said to him, how are you getting more listeners? He said, I mentioned it at gigs. I went, yeah, that should really be building things up.
Yeah.
And he went, yeah, well, we've got some fans. I went, yeah, anyway, I said that I mentioned them. Please do listen to them if you have a spare. I think the show that I'm on is 55 minutes long. If you've got a spare 55 minutes, it's an entertaining listen.
Okay, I'll check it out.
You should do that, Tony. And now for part two of what I did last weekend, which is actually going to be in three parts, because on Saturday, I woke up with a bad head on the Friday night, Saturday morning, by the way. On the Saturday, I did a school fundraiser, Burgoyne Middle School in Potton in Bedfordshire, with Nick Revel and Ian Cognito, and it was fantastic. First of all, what I really liked was that I could get the train to Sandy, where I've never been, and we had to wait 20 minutes for a taxi. So we nipped across the road to a pub called The Bell, which was everything you'd expect from a very small place in rural Bedfordshire. It was weird as fucking toast, but they had good beer on tap, and the three of us all plumped for an IPA, and I've never seen three old men drink their pint so quickly. We got completely freaked out by all the knuckle draggers in there, and got back over to the station car park to get the cab. It was very interesting. The gig itself, absolutely marvellous, absolutely sold out. Great fun. Thank you to everyone that came along down there, including a couple of Punky listeners.
Nice.
But I did meet another Punky listener on Sunday night at Dolly Remixture, but I'll tell you about that after the next song, which I'm about to play now. Now, this, I reckon, Tony, is going to be your favourite track this week.
Okay.
This is the Chuckies, Ugly Motherfucker.
Kick it out the door. I'll write anything you write. I wanna
That was the Chucky's Tony, ugly motherfucker. And I do hope that Small Paul likes that as well. That's out on the fabulous Nicotine Records label, who basically look for bands that mean it.
Right,
bands
okay.
that really want to try hard to rock and all that. And Chucky's, very interestingly for this show, it's another one of those tracks that I could see Graham Holland, Graham, playing something from this album on his It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast.
Okay.
Basically guitar, vocals and the odd bit of keyboard and percussion, and it's a really nice album. I like it because it is rock and roll. It's almost like if the Proclaimers were cool,
right?
Which I know does involve you suspending your belief somewhat, but if the Proclaimers were cool, I reckon they'd be a bit like the Chuckies. Well done, the Chuckies. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Chuckies?
myspace.com/thechuckies.
It is. It's Paulie B the Internet 4, Tony 3. This is the Chup Tops. Thank you so much. Doing a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's all right. Well,
and that moves me on nicely to Dolly Remixer, which was last Sunday. Thanks to everyone that came down. It was one of the best shows to date. All the acts did well. Every single man jack of them. It was also made interesting by the fact that I had a run on stalls, so we had the bar looked like an alternative Arndale centre. Stalls everywhere, and all of them brilliant, all of them did well, all of them made some money. We had some new ones there. Loads of women showed up dressed up to the nines, lots of corsetry going on, which made Paul very happy. And it was Felix and Charlie's birthday due, so they brought a big gang down. And also, whereas at the last show, the summer special, right, when I hosted a wedding, didn't I?
Yeah.
I did the wedding. This one, 2 months later, after the show had finished, in the last hour, when DJ Roch was doing such a great job of playing excellent music, the music stopped. Mm-hmm. And Mushy Bees, a.k.a. Simon, went down on one knee and proposed to the Bunky Brown, and she said yes. So we had a birthday and a proposal, and there are photos up on Facebook. I haven't seen any up there on MySpace yet, but there are photos on Facebook, and it was a really nice moment, and I'm really glad that he chose to do it there. You know, it was nice all round. Perfect environment for it, really, because quite frankly there was no way she could have said no. He really thought that through.
Yeah.
So this week, Tone, I'm doing two gigs in Leicester on Thursday, one of which is at one of the student unions for one of Leicester University. I'm afraid I haven't got the information to hand like an idiot, but I am in Leicester on Thursday and I might be looking for somewhere to stay, and I know we've got listeners in Leicester, so if you do hear this, if you can email me and say, yeah, I've got a bed for you, mate, that'd be brilliant. Because on Friday I'm doing Nottingham Jongers, Friday and Saturday night, which means, Tony, that I might even be able to meet up with you this weekend. It could mean, if there's something on at the mill, if you'd found out, if you'd gig guide, you'd have known that. I may even be seen in Mansfield for the first time in a long time on Sunday night, if we can sort it out. We just don't know, do we?
No. But we'll have a think.
We will have a think about that. But yeah, I don't know who I'm on with, not in Jongers. I imagine I'll be comparing. If you are in the Nottingham area and your fans are coming down, do make sure you say hi, which is what someone did at Dolly Richard on Sunday, who was a gentleman whose name escapes me. I'm so sorry. And he won't mind me saying this, but he is a little older than me. You may find that difficult to believe.
Huh?
But he's a little older than me and said, hi, Paul, just want to say I've been listening to Punky for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Fucking hell. Thanks for coming down. I hope, man whose name I can't remember, I'm so sorry, I bet we've mentioned him on the show before as well, but thank you so much for coming down, and I know that you'll be listening to the show, and thank you ever so much, and please do, because I said, do, if you ever have anything that you want to add to the show, do email it through, you know, it'll be really nice to get it. So hopefully in time for next week's show, I will have heard from man whose name I can't remember, and be able to apologise to him properly for that, and thank him again for showing up to Dolly Remixer, showing, for those of you out there with gig guide things that you're thinking of sending in, it does work.
Yeah,
gig guide miraculously wherever you are in the world, if you send us a gig guide and we read it out, people do hear about it and they do show up. Incredibly, really, but it does work. Yeah. What are you up to this weekend, do you know, other than seeing me?
I'm not sure yet. There's a birthday party Saturday night, and that's about all I know so far. Don't know. That's about it.
That's not it. Really, you don't even want to say whose birthday it is, do you?
It's Corey, my drummer's daughter's birthday. She's 10.
Well, why don't you wish her a happy birthday on Punky right now?
Happy birthday, Jasmine, for Saturday, and I'll see you on Saturday.
There you go, that's nice, isn't it? And then you can maybe cut that bit out and she goes, this was on the radio, Jasmine. She doesn't have to know it was on this one.
Yeah.
One thing that is on this one, Tony, is the last track of the week.
Okay.
And it's by Johnny Back and the Moonshine Boozers. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Johnny Back and the Moonshine Boozers MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Johnny Back.
No.
Oh.
MySpace.com/ Johnny Back, the Moonshine Boozers. No and.
Ah.
They probably have one of them ampersand episode things, so like that. So it's MySpace.com/ Johnny Back, the Moonshine Boozers. Now, this, guess what? Is the final track of the week that Ricky Braun is drumming on. And you will see, because I think this track, now, it's from an album called Rock Around the Lock, The Real Sound of Camden, which features 15 tracks. Again, this has come out, oh God, 12 years ago. Features 15 tracks by 13 or 14 different bands who were playing around Camden in the mid-90s, this being one of them. And it's a roll call of London rockabilly famousness, basically. But not only is it a really good album, but it featured this track, and this track was one that Ricky Braun wrote, which meant I had permission to play it. So I'm going to right now. This I really like. This is really nice. You'll see why I've saved this till last. This is off the sheet on rockabilly weirdness. Tony?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Play de bop.
Hey, little lady. Here come de bop.
Dressing leather, ain't kind of strong, and I won't take long. Traveling in a ride all through the night. Turn in peace, and I aim to please. 4 plus 6 is a call to make dead. Come on, little baby, let's do it again. Here come the bop, here come the bop, here come the bop, chicka boom, chicka boom. Here come the bop, here come the bop, here come the bop, chicka boom, chicka boom. Here come the bop, here come the bop, here come the bop, chicka boom, chicka boom. Here come the baba, baba, here come the baba, baba, boom, chicka boom. Here come the baba, here come the baba, here come the baba, boom, chicka boom, boom. Here come the baba, here come the baba, here come the baba, chicka boom, chicka boom. Here come the bop, here come the bop, chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Here come the bop, bop, here come the bop, bop, here come the bop, chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Here come the bop, here come the bop, here come the bop, chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom.
So that was Johnny Back and the Moonshine Boozers and De Bop from the album Rock Around the Lock, a brilliant compilation. Available on Vinyl Japan as well. Vinyl Japan or Japan Rocking. You might be able to still track that down. I don't know. Have a look. If you like rockabilly, you'll like that album. Thank you so much for listening this week. Do make sure that you check out Movie Banter if you get a chance, through the lovely Paul Carenza. and his other instigators. Also, what we'd like you to do this week, please do, from Thursday, please do vote Punky. How do they do that, Tom?
You can vote with support Podcast Alley. Go to punkyradio.com, the top screen, important, please vote for his link. Just hit that, enter email address and a subject and a comment, and I will include them in the show.
And let us know who your favourite band were this week as well. I'd like to hear that. Also, we do really still need you to review us at iTunes. I know we ask every week, but it's really important. If you haven't done already, if you can, review us at iTunes. And how do you do that, Tony?
Again, if you go to Punky Radio, there's an iTunes link, or just search Punky Radio on iTunes. But click on the iTunes link, it'll open up our music store page on iTunes, and you need to log in, as you do with all the time with iTunes, and reviewers. Just hit review, reviewers, 5 stars only, and we'll read your reviews out. I do the US, Paul does the UK.
Sometimes I do the US as well. And what internet radio station should people be listening to this week, Danny?
Wicked Radio.
That's correct.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go, wickedradio.org.
We're on every day on there somewhere.
Yeah.
Please. Thank you so much for listening this week. Hopefully, we'll talk to you next week. Apoog! Apoog! Oh, shit, I'm just saying goodbye, Tony. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Yeah, fuck it.